This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's now focus on a significant piece of the tax bill, despite its boring moniker, how Republicans want to treat what are called pass-throughs, where company profits can be taxed at sometimes higher individual rates. 95% of businesses fall into this category, some medium-sized, some tiny. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
If you own a so-called pass-through business, your company's profits are taxed as your income, and that rate can hit almost 40%. Under the new bill, that could drop to 25%. But not for everyone, says Brian Riedel of the Manhattan Institute. Doctors, lawyers, and others in personal service businesses probably won't see a cut.
The IRS is going to say, well, the majority of what you're getting paid is really wages, not profits.
The same goes for some mom-and-pop stores. But Riedel says if you're an investor
who is being paid purely out of profits, yes, you would get the lower rate.
Many small businesses are against the plan. But Robert Crisanti of the International Franchise Association says this bill is a good start.
We still don't know enough about all of the details to say we're 100% in favor.
That's code for his group is looking forward to working with Congress on the final bill. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.